Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, he's our Judge, he's our Lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing me to come once again before you to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight we will be talking about the secret of Yahweh. And yes, Yahweh has many secrets. Just like the people he created, mankind, womankind, have secrets, and so do Yahweh. And just like you were warned with your secrets, you will want someone to respect your secrets. You will want somebody to honor your secrets. You will want someone to uphold your secrets because they belong to you. But even though you might want it, for some strange reason, this is not how we execute other people's secrets. You might have a secret that you might tell someone and confide in someone, and you want them to honor it and respect it. But we find the very people who want that respect and honor, that is not the same respect, nor is it the same honor they will give other people. And here it is. You will know a secret. And then you will go to someone and ask them to swear, ask them to promise, ask them in the name of Yah, I will tell you this thing, only you cannot tell no one. Swear this thing, and then they will do it. And then they will go to someone and say, I got a secret that I will tell you, but you got to promise not to tell. And they will make someone swear and promise to Yah, you cannot tell no one. Promise. And they will do it. But then they will go to somebody and say, swear. Don't tell no one. Keep this promise between you and I. And this will go on and on and on again. And in truth, nobody will respect, nobody will honor, and nobody will uphold the oath that Yahweh will indeed command that you must do with his secrets. And Yahweh's secrets is not for everyone. And we're going to share some secrets that I know you want to know, our people want to know, and Yahweh will one day reveal. But let me show you the type of people, the type of person, the type of individual that Yahweh will deal with. And you'll read about this in the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter, Proverbs 20. So we're talking about the secret of Yahweh. So why would this is, because oftentimes people want to know about these prophets, holy men, or men that receive the secret of Yahweh. All you got to do is ask any teacher, any man, Yahweh revealed to you a secret? And what is that secret he revealed to you? That it was so important that you needed to let everybody know about. And then you can go and verify and prove that Yahweh himself showed you this. But watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 20. In the book of Proverbs 20, this is what it says in the 6th verse. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Every man is right in his own eyes. So he's going to proclaim how good he is. But watch what it finish out. But a faithful man, who can find? Who can find a faithful man? And this faithful man is not just a man. When he says a faithful man, who can find? He's talking about mankind. Not just a man. He's talking about him too. But mankind, period. Because Yahweh has always looked, desired a faithful man. As a matter of fact, those are the only type of men, those are the only type of individuals that Yahweh would deal with and choose. Everybody else is not faithful. They are totally false. They are individuals and people that Yahweh have not sent. Yahweh have not told them anything to run and tell our people. But yet, these people run around saying, thus is Yahweh. And Yahweh said nothing to them. Didn't reveal no secrets at all. And why a faithful man? See, let me just show you the actions of a faithful man. Watch this in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, so you can understand the secrets of Yahweh. And then we're going to get right into some secrets. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, and watch what it says. I'll start at the first verse. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? And that's the question. And the answer is no. Has he not spoken also by us? Another question. And the answer is yes. And Yahweh heard it. Yahweh heard their words. He heard what they were saying. And he knew what they were saying was arrogant, even though it was the truth. He knew it was holy, even though it was the truth. He knew that it was prideful, even though what they were saying was the truth. The questions that they were asking. Anyway. So just because you're asking good questions, you're asking something that's the truth, and you're making a declaration of truth, it still don't mean it's for you to ask and for you to say. And it was meant for you to be sent out to do what you in your mind think you're supposed to be. And we're going to see that. Now, the man Moshe was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. He was very meek. Nobody more meeker than him. And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moshe and to Aaron and to Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of the congregation." And they three came out. Yahweh came down in a pillar of the cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle, called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision and speak to him in a dream." That's what I will do if it's a prophet among you. So I don't need nobody to come go tell another prophet what to do. I'll make myself known to him. "My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all my house." Here it is, the most faithful man in Yahweh's house. And you guys, you can go to this man and tell him, "Thus says Yahweh." You thought you could go to this man and correct him, when this is a man that if I wanted him corrected, if I wanted him talked to, if I wanted him to know something, I would have went to him. He's a prophet. But you're going to take it upon yourself to go to somebody I never even sent you to. And come to find out, this man was the most faithful in all my house. With him will I speak to mouth, and apparently not in dark speeches. In the likeness of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And oftentimes our people are speaking against people they don't have no clue who they're speaking against, because they have never trained their mind, their spirit, their mouth to be faithful. And Moses was faithful. And since he was faithful, Yahweh will show him all kinds of secrets, because that's the very nature of a faithful man. He can hold a secret. Not so with a talebearer. Watch what the Creator says about a talebearer in the book of Proverbs 25. In the book of Proverbs 25, watch what this says. One second, right before I read Proverbs 25. want you to see something else. First, yeah, this is what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter. When we're talking about the secret of Yahweh, in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, it says, the 13th verse, a talebearer reveals secrets, because every revelation, every secret is not to be told. But a talebearer reveals secrets. But he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. Because you got to have a faithful spirit. And Yahweh is always looking for a faithful spirit. He's not looking for you at men and women that always gossiping and got to run their mouth and tell people business and tell things to people about someone that they never once even talked to. They will repeat lies. They will say things that they never said to the individual themselves. Even though this is sin. And Yahweh don't like it. And this is why Yahweh don't use these type of individuals. Not in any type of secret way. Watch what it says. Going back to Proverbs 25. Because we're talking about the secret of Yahweh. See, you think when you are a talebearer and you revealing secrets and you telling people the promise of Yah and all that, you think that's between you and the other people, you and the individual. But what you're really doing is separating yourself from your maker. And we're in a time where we need a lot of things revealed. And why would Yahweh reveal things to people who can't hold a secret? Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 25. And we're going to read the 9th verse. Watch what it says. Debate your cause with your neighbor himself. In other words, if you got a cause, you don't want to tell another person the cause that you have with another person. What kind of sense do that make? You got a cause with me, but you go tell my wife. You got a cause with me, you go tell my brother. You got a cause with me, you go tell my kids. Now, do that make sense? According to the scriptures, it makes no sense. It says, debate your cause with your neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another. Now, how hard is that? Now, ask yourself, O talebearer, do you honestly believe that people don't know who you are? You think you done got away with something and that people don't know you ran your mouth about things that you shouldn't have ran your mouth about? Sure people know. Just because they ain't came to you, people still know. This is why Yahweh will not come to you. Not concerning his secret. And let me show you how important this is to Yahweh. So watch this. Since we're in Proverbs 25, watch what it says in the 13th verse. As the coat of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters. And that's good. That's what you want. A faithful messenger. Not someone coming to gossip to be a bearer of bad news. Girl, did you know such and such and such? Did you hear what happened? Such and such and such? No, that's not a faithful messenger at all. And Yahweh says, a faithful man, who can find? And you want a faithful man. You want somebody that's faithful. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 14 and 5. A faithful witness will not lie. No wonder Yahweh likes a faithful man. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. And what is a false witness? A false witness is someone that repeats things that they just heard. They didn't witness nothing. They didn't see nothing. All they did was told something, and what they was told, they believed. And they believed it to the extent that they will repeat it as if it was true, as if it was possible, as if it was likely. And all it is a lie. They never verified it. They never witnessed it. But now, they themselves become a false witness that utter lies. And you don't want to be that by no stretch of the imagination. Now, why is this important to Yahweh? Because we're talking about the secret of Yahweh. And let me show you why this is important to Yahweh in the book of Amos. And why Yahweh is always looking for a faithful man. See, we know how you judge man. You look on the outer. But no, Yahweh don't look at men the way you do. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, watch what it says. And we're talking about the secret of Yahweh. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, the seventh verse, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. So in other words, Yahweh won't even do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants and prophets. Because this is how Yahweh operates. This is how he operates. This is what he do. This is the way of Yahweh. So secrets to Yahweh is very important. It's very essential. And these are the things you got to know. Yahweh will do nothing. For example, of course, Moses was the most faithful in his house. And I just want you to see this. But right before I show you that, let me show you why else this is so vitally important. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, we see Yahweh says he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And what if the servants of prophets are like the talebearers? What if the talebearers, the servants, the prophets, are like the talebearers of today? I'm going to show you how it will go very wrong. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, the 29th verse, this is what it says. The secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Elohim, because Yahweh has secret things. You got your secrets, and Yahweh have his. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children, that we might do all the words of this law, the things that are revealed. And everything, every secret that Yahweh has is not revealed. And there's many things that Yahweh will reveal to his servants, the prophets, because Yahweh will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. But in that, there were things you will never know. You will never know. Even though they may know. We just read where Moses, where the Creator said, well, Moses, he will speak to him mouth to mouth. Even apparently, not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yah shall he behold. Now, what scripture did Moses ever give the people? What writing did Moses ever write down to show and tell the people how Yahweh looked? We never read where Moses gave the height of Yahweh or how dark Yahweh was or how light Yahweh was, or how smooth his skin was, or how long his beard was. You'll never read that. You'll never read where it talk about his eyebrows, or his form and his build. No, Yahweh never, Moses never revealed that, even though it said he spoke to him mouth to mouth. And why? Because he was the most faithful in Yahweh's house. But could you imagine having some unfaithful talebearer? Look, don't tell nobody. But man, Yahweh got a mole on his left cheek. I mean it. When he told me this secret, I looked at his cheek and I seen it. His eyebrows is thick. His nose is big and broad. His lips is thick and dark. Yeah, that's what an unfaithful witness would do. They just start making up stuff. They just start telling stuff that Yahweh never sent them to tell. And what the dishonest people will do, well, how do he look? How tall is he? Is he fat? Is he skinny? They'll just question you or question you. Rather than worry about the secret at hand. And you know they'll do that because this is exactly what they do today. They want to know, do Yahweh got a wife? He must got a woman, since he made a woman for man. So he must got a woman. I wonder if Yahweh got this. I wonder if Yahweh got that. We're talking about the secret of Yahweh. This is why Yahweh will only use a faithful man. But who can find a faithful man? Well, look like the only one that can find a faithful man is Yahweh himself. Because undoubtedly our people, they will make a faithful man unfaithful. But not Yah. Yah knows exactly what his secrets mean to him. Watch what it says. He not just want a faithful man, but watch this. In the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs 3. And we're talking about the secret of Yahweh. And we're going to talk about some little secrets. How Yahweh do things. In the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. And let me say this. People will tell you, I ain't tell nobody this. I ain't say this to nobody. Only did talk to you about your business. And I talked to her about her business. And I talked to him about his business. And don't believe them. That's not true. They wouldn't even have to say that if it was really true. In the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, the 32nd verse, it says, for the fourth is an abomination to Yahweh. But his secret is with the righteous. That's who Yahweh's secret is with, the righteous. The righteous. And make no mistake about it. When it all is said and done, let me show you how Yahweh judging everybody. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. We're talking about the secret of Yahweh. People want to know Yahweh's secrets. But too unfaithful. A faithful man who can find. You don't think Yahweh, you got to know Yahweh know how unfaithful you really are. He knows this. But will you acknowledge how unfaithful you really are? Watch what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th and the 14th verse. We'll start at the 12th verse. And further, please, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end. And much study is weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment. And our people are working. And it's no good thing. With every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. Yeah, it's all going down and you're going to be judged, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can talk like David talked. And David talked, he said, search me, and you will find nothing. But that's how you want to be able to talk. And you can talk like that when you're able to control your spirit, when you're able to control your lips, when you're able to control the tongue, when you're able to break the heart. And like I said before, there are secrets that we need to know. But let me just show you a couple examples of why Yahweh would do what he would do. Because even Yahweh has secrets. In the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter, watch this. You can read all over this book. But you're only going to read this revelation in the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter. You're not going to read it nowhere else. And I said Daniel the 10, but no, I want you to read Daniel 7. In this revelation, Daniel the 7th chapter, you're not going to read nowhere else. And you're going to see why. In the book of Daniel the 7th chapter, the 9th verse, I beheld till the thrones were cast down. And the Ancient of Days did sit. And there's only one that's called the Ancient of Days, because there is only one that is more ancient than days. And that's Yahweh himself, whose garment was white as snow. Now, how did the prophet know that? Because that's what he showed the prophet. That's what he wanted the prophet to let the people know. And the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his will as burning fire. See, Yahweh wanted the people to have that revelation. So he gave it to one to reveal it. You don't think Moses seen Yahweh's garment? You don't think Moses seen Yahweh's hair? Sure he did, but it wasn't for him to reveal. You don't think Ezekiel seen it? But it wasn't for him to reveal. You don't think Jeremiah and Isaiah seen these things? Sure they did. And the reason you never heard it out of their mouth is because they were faithful servants. They were faithful men, and a faithful man who can find. This is the type of faith that Yahweh is talking about, where Yahweh will show you things that he didn't even tell you to speak. He didn't tell you to show. He didn't give you the authority to even talk about. And they so faithful, they didn't talk about it. They didn't reveal it. They didn't discuss it. They didn't whisper it in other people's ears. As our people are doing this day with one another, showing, demonstrating how unfaithful they really are. Because many could reveal that. But Yahweh didn't send them to reveal that. Even though Yahweh will do nothing but what he revealed unto his servant the prophet. You don't think Abraham knew what type of garment Yahweh wore? What type of hair he had on his head? and washed his feet. But did you ever read where Abraham would say, Yahweh had 15 toes. He had 6 toes, 7 toes. He had big, gigantic veins coming out of his foot. No, you'll never read nothing like that Abraham said. Why? Because he was a faithful man. And Yahweh would only deal with faithful men. No, he's not going to his wife telling her everything about Yahweh. If Yahweh wanted her to know, then Yahweh would have sent him to her and said, look here, baby, Yahweh this and Yahweh that. She might get mad, but Yahweh didn't tell Abraham to tell his wife everything. Yahweh is looking for a faithful man, because a faithful man, who can find? And since we're in the book of Daniel, go to the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter. In Daniel, the 4th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. But we'll start at the 8th verse. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was after the false idol, according to the name of the deity of Babylon, in whom is the spirit of the holy Elohim. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Daniel, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of Elohim is in you, and no secret troubles you. You ain't staying up all night. Your head is not hurting. You don't have to cut yourself. You don't have to do none of the things that these other people are doing. Tell me the visions of my dream that I've seen and the interpretation thereof. And when Daniel went to do this thing, because this was the secret, what it says. I just want you to see the 17th verse. This matter is by the decree of the watcher and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will and sets up over it the basis of men. In other words, when Daniel let us know, not only for that time, for this time also, is that what sense do it mean? What sense does it have for us to go out and vote in the kingdom of men? To play politics in the kingdom of men. To register in the kingdom of men. When we already know in the kingdom of men, Yahweh set up the basis of men. You will just have to not trust the Most High, as many of our people don't. And Yahweh took his time to reveal this secret to us, and you're going to ignore it. And you're going to discounted. You're going to hear it, receive it in vain. No wonder Yahweh don't reveal secrets to everybody. You're not going to do it anyway. Even in the book of Daniel, the second chapter, if we turn there, it is. Our people voting like crazy. Record numbers. Even Israelites. And they still in the same pitiful condition they was in before they voted. They in pitiful condition when they voted, before they voted, when they voted, after they voted. The same pitiful condition. Daniel, the second chapter. Talking about the secret of Yahweh. Yahweh only dealing with faithful men. In Daniel, the second chapter, we'll start reading the second verse. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. And why would he? Would Daniel talk to them? Because these were faithful men. You get with brothers that's faithful. You don't get with a bunch of unfaithful people because they go telling your business things that is not to be said. And watch what it says. That they would desire mercies of the Elohim of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of the Elohim forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the dark, and the light dwells with him. And that's what we need to know. The light dwells with Yahweh. So why would we want to be a talebearer? Because a talebearer don't know nothing. A talebearer reveals secrets that he don't supposed to reveal and tell. A talebearer is someone that is unfaithful. Watch what it says in the 27th verse. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magician, the soothsayer, show the king. Yeah, they, here it is. We got a bunch of talebearers. They telling everybody else business. But ask them, do they know the secret of Yahweh? Ask them, can you tell me, thus is Yahweh? Tell me Yahweh's secrets and see if they don't. For Yahweh says his secret is with the righteous. So if you want to know the secret of Yahweh, you got to go to the righteous. And ask the talebearers, do they know the secret of Yahweh? Watch what it says. But there is an Elohim in heaven that reveals secrets and makes known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what shall be in the latter days. Because that's what Yahweh do. Yahweh reveals secrets. Because it's his secret. And he can tell his secrets to whomever he will. And who are you to tell secrets that don't even belong to you? They don't even belong to you. And oftentimes these secrets are not even true. They lies. People going around talking about the seed of David without no name. That's a lie. JC died for the sins of the world. That's a lie. These are not true revelations at all. And the same lies our people telling about one another. Repeating things that they heard. Saying things that they only think in their mind. But they're not the word of Yahweh at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of these things is against the word of Yahweh. The secret of Yahweh, this is what we are speaking about. 30th verse. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that you might show, that you might know the thoughts of your heart. In other words, Daniel said the only reason they don't reveal this is to save some people's lives for their sakes. I'm not revealed this just to see how wise and great I am. And ask the people who come tail-bearing to you, why are you revealing this to me? What? Is it in it for you? Oh, I just can't see this happening to you. Why? What is it? What's in it for you? In other words, you would rather sin against Yahweh? You don't realize you're sinning? You're going to sin for my sake? I can't save you. I can't help you. I can't pardon you. And you're going to sin for my sake? That don't sound wise at all. No wonder Yahweh only has a very select few that he will reveal his secrets to. And somebody asked me about one of Yahweh's secrets. And let me show you how Yahweh works. But let me tell you what I was asked. And I was asked about King David and how his revelation will come about. Will this revelation come very soon before our Hebrew calendar year is out? Will it come next year? Or what we know of to be the fourth year? When will this come? And make no mistake about it. Yahweh has the answer to all things. But one thing you can rest assured, Yahweh will reveal who this David is. The Almighty says, seek Yah and seek David, your king. What do that mean? That means to search, to look for, to search it out, And many people are not searching out and looking for it. They just waiting for it to happen. But they're not looking to see how it will be manifested. But let me give you some insight. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, if you turn there, just show you something. We're talking about the secret of Yahweh. Now, some people ain't looking for David at all. They care less about this David. Matter of fact, they think people who believe that David is returning, these people are just brainwashed. Even though all over the scripture, they talk about David. They would say, no, that's a lie. It's not talking about David, it's talking about his son. Even though it says David. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and I want you to see this story, because we're talking about the secret of Yahweh. And if you're looking and searching for this David, this is something you're going to have to know. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, the very first verse, and Yahweh said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? Seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I provided me a king among his sons. This is what Yahweh told Samuel. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And Yahweh said, take a heifer with you and say, I've come to sacrifice Yahweh, and call Jesse to sacrifice. And I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint to me him whom I name to you. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spoke and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, come you peacefully? And he said, peaceably, I've come to sacrifice unto Yahweh. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And I want you to check this story out. Now, remember what Samuel asked in the second verse. He said, and Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. In other words, Samuel feared his life. And he knew how terrible Saul was. And Yahweh had rejected Saul. So if Samuel went and anointed somebody king over Israel, Yahweh tell him to anoint and have this great revelation from Yahweh who the next king will be, but Samuel didn't even know. He knew he was a dead man. So how can he keep this secret without Saul knowing? And Yahweh told him how. And watch what it says. After he called the elders and Jesse and his sons to the sacrifice, sanctified them, and he called them to the sacrifice. They sacrificed. But something else took place in the sixth verse. And it came to pass, when they had come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely Yahweh's anointed is before him. But Yahweh said to Samuel, not to anybody else, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I refuse him. For Yahweh sees not as man sees. See, man is looking for a certain type of man in their imagination. They don't see how Yahweh see things. They're not looking for what Yahweh look for. They got, man got their own imagination. And unfortunately, we're not looking for how Yahweh see things. We want our imagination to be reality. And your imagination is not reality. It's just an imagination. But watch what it says. Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I've refused him. For Yahweh sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outer appearance, but Yahweh looks on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has Yahweh chosen this. Then Jesse made Shema to pass by. And he said, neither has Yahweh chosen this. And again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, Yahweh has not chosen these. Now, why do I say he said to Jesse? Because Jesse was the only one who would know. He would be the only one that Samuel would tell. He didn't tell Jesse's sons what was going on and why they was passing by him and what Yahweh was looking for and what he was looking for. He never had one discussion with Jesse's sons about what he was doing. He told the elders and everybody he was just coming to make a sacrifice. But he did let Jesse know. And watch what it says. And Samuel said to Jesse, are here all your children? And he said, there remains just the youngest. And behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he said, and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and with all a beautiful countenance, pleasant to look to. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him. This is he. And Samuel took the horn of the oil, anointing him in the midst of his brothers. He's still anointing him in the midst of his brothers without telling them nothing. Watch what it says. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. In other words, he didn't know if David was being anointed as a priest, as a prophet, as a prince, as a king. They didn't know what was happening, even though he was anointed in their presence. Now, how do I know they didn't know? Watch this in the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. First Samuel 17:17. And Jesse said to David his son, take now for your brothers an ephod of the parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to camp to your brothers. Carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of the 1,000, and look how your brothers fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, left his sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. He came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle. For Ezra and the Philistine had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, ran into the army, came and saluted his brothers. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spoke according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were very afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that has come up? Truly to defy Israel has he come up. And it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel." And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living Elohim?" And the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that kills him." And watch his older brother. And Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David and said, "Why came you down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the naughtiness of your heart, for you have come down that you might see the battle." And David said, "What have I done? What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And he turned from him toward another and spoke after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. In other words, David's brothers, even though they seen David anointed in their midst by a prophet of Yahweh, they still looked at him, "You just a little sheep herder. You just our little brother, and you're supposed to be keeping sheep. Get your tail back to the sheep." They didn't see him as no anointed king of Yahweh, no anointed king of Israel, because the secret of Yahweh still was not yet revealed to everybody. But it was revealed to his servant, the prophet. Samuel knew. Jesse knew. But nobody else knew. Because if they had known, then Samuel would have been a dead man. And why? Because surely Saul, if he had heard, what do you think Saul would have did? He would have killed the man that will replace him. And even though Saul did not hear about David being anointed, he felt it, he thought it, and he tried to kill him without even hearing it. But a talebearer would have surely told this thing. A talebearer would have did exactly what Yahweh said don't do. And what did Yahweh say? "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm." And that's exactly what a talebearer do. And this is why Yahweh don't reveal secrets to everybody. And here it is. This is how David came on the scene. And you want to know about this David? Well, The truth is, you will know about this David. You will know exactly who this is. But you won't know before his prophets. Because Yahweh will do nothing but when he first revealed unto his servants the prophets. And even though you might yearn to know, want to know, it will be revealed, but not to you until you begin to see his works. And why? Because Yahweh, a faithful man, who can find? And Yahweh is not interested in a bunch of men running around and a bunch of people talking about, that's David, that's David, that's David, pointing to him like he Michael Jordan walking around, like he Michael Jackson walking around, like he some type of super entertainer. No, this ain't no entertainer at all. This is no superstar that you think. No, you think David gonna be walking around while you pointing at him like, yeah, that's David. No. Yahweh knows the wickedness of man. He knows his unfaithful heart. And Yahweh ain't gonna let you know nothing unless you're part of the righteous. Because Yahweh's secret is with the righteous. Because the righteous don't have to point their finger at nothing. They don't have to whisper about anything. Because they conceal matters. They might understand something. They might know something. They might believe something. But it's not in their interest to go running their mouth. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite of their interest. So, yes, it is true that this David will indeed one day be revealed soon, and he might already be revealed to one of Yahweh's prophets. But is it for them to go running their mouth and telling people? If it was, then Yahweh told them to do it. And if Yahweh told them to do it, then it should have been done. But if Yahweh didn't tell them to do it, then what you running your mouth for? Maybe is for a time to come for the people. Why be a talebearer and endanger the life of Yahweh's anointed? Because this is exactly what a talebearer will do. And we're talking about the secrets of Yahweh. And there are things that Yahweh will reveal. Make no mistake about it. And since this probably will be one of the greatest revelations that you'll ever hear, and that's about your king, who he is. Even though mass majority of people don't even accept. Very simple thing. Watch what it says. In the book of Psalms 89. In the book of Psalms 89. Verse. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I've laid help on one that is mighty. The scripture says he'd be called a mighty Elohim. I've exalted one chosen out of the people. And why just one? I found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. It's just one. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his feet, and plague them that hate him. My goodness. You mean to tell me you can be hating someone that you don't even know that they are the anointed of Yahweh? They are your future king. And you hate them. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with them. And in my name shall his horn be exalted. And not just there. Watch what it says in the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel 34, watch what it says. The 22nd verse. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them. How many? One. And he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, Yahweh, will be the Elohim, and my servant David, the prince among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. What else can we speak? But thus says Yahweh. And what about in the book of Hosea? Turn there. The third chapter. Talking about the secret of Yahweh. In the book of Hosea, the third chapter, the fourth verse, for the children of Israel shall dwell many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, without an ephod, and without a terrible. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh, their Elohim. That's who they're going to seek. And who's doing that? Who's seeking Yahweh? Who know how to seek Yahweh? And David, their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the last days. Who's doing that? And also, in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, let us read there. For it says, in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verse 21, and saying to them, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they are gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. One king shall be king to them all. And who is that one king? Well, let us see. And there shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David, not the son of David, not the cousin of David, not the nephew of David, the niece of David, the uncle of David, the daddy of David, but David, my servant, shall be king over them. They shall all have one shepherd. And who is that? David. They shall also walk in my judgments, observe my statutes, and do them. They shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, where your fathers have dwelt. They shall dwell therein, even they, their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. And one last scripture in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. The secret of Yahweh. Yeah, surely Yahweh will reveal this to you. Maybe he already did. You just don't know. You don't know who it is. But that don't mean it ain't revealed, because you don't know. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. 5th verse. For thus says Yahweh, we heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask you now, and see whether man does labor with child. And why do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in labor, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Yaakov's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh's hope, that I will break his yoke from off the neck, and will burst your bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. That's what Yahweh will do. And who will he raise? The son of David? The cousin of David, the nephew of David, the niece of David, the friend of David, the brother of David? No. He will raise up David. Here it is in the days of old. The Egyptians will take all the males and throw them in the river and kill them. Because they knew that one of Yahweh's anointed was prophesied to deliver them. They knew this. And you don't think the heathens know today? The ambassadors of hell today? The wicked today don't know that we're looking for David? They know this. Why do you think they're trying to trick you and bamboo you and having you to believe in someone else other than him? But if they knew who he was, and they would know if Yahweh revealed it to you, because you would tell everybody. You can't hold nothing. You can't even hold a man's secret, let alone Yahweh. That anointed of Yahweh will be dead if it was up to you, because you're a talebearer. And a talebearer reveals secrets. The secret of Yahweh. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you. So do I. Shalom.